I think that in Europe we must understand very well that the problem to help, even material, the victim of the repression is not only a moral problem. No, it's not only a problem of human solidarity. It's still a highly political problem, because to help materially the revolutionary movement to face repression, it means to help the revolutionary movement to maintain its cadre, to preserve its cadre, to prevent people from being captured, from being put into jail. Because many times it happens, this is a concrete reality, that people, revolutionary cadres, going to jail, are arrested in Latin America because they have no material resources to organize seriously their underground life, their underground, their illegal way of fighting. This is a factor which plays a very big role, because everybody who has experience of underground work knows it very well. To organize the underground work, it needs money, much more money than to organize illegal activity. And since the Latin American people, as in Asia and Africa, are very poor, and they cannot count only on their own resources, it is our revolutionary duty. The revolutionary duty of everybody in Latin America, in Western Europe and Northern America especially, to help in the generous way these people who are fighting in the last analysis for us too, for our victory too. A few words to conclude. Today, people are speaking on peace in Vietnam. And I think that if negotiation continues in Vietnam, it is easy to foresee that the advocate of peaceful coexistence will say that they were correct. Because in the final analysis, without the creation of other two, three Vietnams, the American imperialist was defeated in Vietnam. They will say, some of them have already written something like that. I think that something like that was published in the very last days by the Italian Communist Party, who is one of the most advanced, without inverted comma, of the peaceful coexistence, of the peaceful transition to socialism. But I think it is easy for us to answer to such propagandistic arguments. First of all, of course, if the American imperialism was defeated in Vietnam, basically it was because of heroic resistance by Vietnamese people, but it was also because in the other sectors, countries of the world, the American imperialism is seriously engaged. There's no open war, of course, today, but forces of the American imperialists are engaged. You must take into consideration this concrete fact. Well, on the other hand, we are not sure about the conclusion of this negotiation. We are not sure at all. It's only just a beginning, just a truce, probably. But even if the Vietnamese war will finish, what about the general appraisal of the world situation today? Have we some reason, deep reason, to change our general outlook, our general analysis of the world situation? I think absolutely not. Look around you. In this very day, in every corner of the world, you have big movements uprising, the revolutionary movement preparing, big, extremely dramatic social and political tension everywhere, from the United States to Poland, from South Africa, Rhodesia, to Indonesia, and so on. I think that even if the Vietnamese war actually finished, of course, if it's finished, it implies anyway a defeat for the American imperialism. It must be clear, even if the very nature of the historical period will not change, and we will be faced with other dramatic fights, with other partial, regional, and maybe general wars. And the basic strategy cannot be changed at any cost. I think we will have a new explosion, new conflict, new fight, new big repression by the imperialists, new big answer by the revolutionary movement. And the main axis of our strategy must be in any way world revolution against peaceful coexistence.
I think our next speaker is known to you already. He spoke here last year on the subject of China. And for those who don't know, Ernest Mandel is general editor of La Gauche, Belgian socialist paper, and the author of many learned books on Marxist theory and especially Marxist economics. Ernest Mandel.
Comrade Chairman, comrades, in the last decade we have witnessed the explosion on a world scale of the supreme gendarme role of American imperialism against revolutionary forces of the most different and variegated types. And we know, of course, the political reason for this collision. We know that American imperialism is by far the strongest imperialist power today in the world, and that as such it takes upon itself the responsibility to maintain, or if it thinks this possible, to restore capitalist order wherever this is threatened or overthrown by revolutionary forces the world over. But I think too little attention has been paid to the more specific economic roots of this world role of American imperialism. And I would like, first of all, to dwell a few minutes on these specific economic roots. I think that we must start from two basic facts of the American economy which have profoundly changed the place of the United States of America inside world capitalist economy as a whole. Since the end of the Second World War till the beginning of the year 1968, export of private capital by American corporations have multiplied nearly by 10. This is a tremendous explosion. This is a tremendous penetration of private American capital investment into every corner of what they call the free world, that is to say the world which is free to be exploited by American corporations. And this explosion of capital export by American imperialism has intertwined much more directly and much more immediately the destiny of the capitalist mode of production in all the countries of the world with the immediate interests, economic interests of United States bourgeois class. The other factor which we must take into consideration is a more technical element in the development of the American economy, but a technical element which in the long run will play a growing role in the explanation of the relationship between the United States